Nye Gutenja, Kent Morris Upper. Hello everyone, my name's Kent Morris. I'm a Barkindji artist and I live and work on the lands of the Yalakut Willem of the Bunwarang in Naarm, Melbourne. As you explore the area, you will find colourful representations of small animals. Each one is a local native species that shares a connection to the Bogong moth, either through the food chain or through traditional knowledge systems that observed and understood their behaviours. The mountain pygmy possum is the most fragile. It's an endangered species and its survival is closely tied to the Bogong moth migration. As the number of moths has declined, so too has the availability of food for this tiny mammal. And when species like the pygmy possum disappear, there's a ripple effect. Plants they pollinate, like banksias and bottle brushes, are impacted too. The crow, currawong and Richard's pipit are all birds that traditionally signalled where moths could be found during migration. First Nations people understood these signals, reading the landscape not just through plants and weather, but through the patterns and presence of animals. These birds still play a role in tracking moths today, mostly for research purposes, but the cultural knowledge runs much deeper than science alone. Each animal sculpture also contains designs inspired by wind on water, a symbol of connection, movement, and the role healthy waterways play in sustaining ecosystems. Without water, the moths can't complete their life cycle. Without the moths, the whole system begins to falter. These animals are small, but their stories are big. They help us understand the web of life that surrounds the Bogong moth and the wider story of country, where everything is interconnected.